Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on Off the Ball.
But you know what? He's actually, there's a sense of him maybe learning his trade and having the kind of humility to do that that you wouldn't associate with Lampard at all.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister program. Proudly supported by Toyota.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson ahead of tomorrow night's crucial World Cup qualifier against Armenia. Reaction from the Scotland camp as they edge one step closer to qualifying for next year's tournament, and what former Arsenal midfielder gets his first manager's job. But first to events at Abbots End this morning. Conor Coventry trained with the Ireland squad ahead of Tuesday's World Cup qualifier with Armenia in Dublin. Coventry was previously included in the squad for Ireland's loss to England at Wembley last year. The 25-year-old, who's been a regular for Charlton in the Championship this season, has played from under-16s right up to under-21 level for the boys in green, but he's yet to win a senior cap. Coventry replaces the suspended Josh Cullen, who was booked in Saturday's 1-0 loss to Portugal in Lisbon. Liam Scales missed that game. He hasn't returned to the squad due to a family bereavement. Ireland have 1 point from 3 games. Their hopes of a top-2 finish in the group are quite slim at the moment. Hallgrímsson says after last month's 2-1 loss in Yerevan, they certainly won't underestimate Armenia.
I always been honest with you. I believe in this team. I think this team has everything to qualify for the World Cup. We are not maybe the favourites in the group at the moment, but a win tomorrow would change that. And I believe that we are gonna do that. Maybe finishing on, if you have seen the last game from Armenia where they went to Hungary. We know that this is a good team, and Hungary was lucky to go away with the win. Even at 1-0, Armenia had lots of good opportunities to punish, and it's just a good team. So never, ever anyone here underestimate Armenia.
Hallgrímsson then added that he would take a half-decent performance with a win.
Yeah, result is the only thing that matters tomorrow, is the end result. However we do it, I would take play a shitty game and win 1-0. This is a result game, 100%.
Nathan Collins says the game against Armenia will be a lot different to the Portugal match on Saturday.
Football's a weird game, and momentum shifts can change the whole game, really. So if there's spells where they have a good bit of ball and have a bit of momentum, we have to stay in our shape and make it hard for them, you know, and set little traps, put them into places like we did with Portugal where they don't want to go, and then we have so much pace where we can counter-attack from that. And then at the same time, when we have the ball, you know, getting a high and wide into our wingers' feet, getting them 1v1s, creating chances from that, but of course being solid and starting from the back really is how we win the game. You know, if we don't concede, we give ourselves a great chance.
Ireland were boosted by the leadership of Seamus Coleman over the weekend. Remember, he was left out of the squad last month. And on yesterday's Football Hour, the 42's David Snaid and former Ireland international David Connolly joined John Duggan and questioned the leadership within the Irish squad.
You know, I don't know if they're the loudest group of players. I look sometimes, Quinn Keller, I don't know, doesn't seem the loudest. You know, there have been, I guess, occasions in games where we might have been caught in a little bit, and if you were a bit more vocal, like, you know, Quiver might be squeezing him out of the box a little bit, maybe, and things like that. But, I mean, yeah, obviously the likes of Seamus are going to be...
The shouters. Yeah. Mick McCarthy, yeah. Roy Keane.
But, that's almost like... But that's even just from a basic organisational point, I would say. Like, you know, in terms of, if you haven't got that, that's sometimes that can be fine if everyone knows their job inside out, and without even needing something to be said, players are doing it and thinking it. If you're not loud and you're not demanding and you're not kind of organising stuff on the pitch, and the players aren't well drilled enough to know what their jobs are, because it was something even Finn Azaz said about even going into that Yerevan game about, was it not fully appreciating or understanding what they were going into? And you're like, right, well, you can get away with maybe lads not all being shouters and screamers if you feel like they all know their jobs. But that seemed what was exposed in Yerevan.
On Saturday's Off the Ball, current Cork City assistant coach and former Ireland midfielder David Myler joined John Duggan and spoke about last week's government commitment to invest in League of Ireland academies. Myler explained why winning isn't the most important thing in the development of football.
I was on a course with the FA 6 months ago, and there was a gentleman in who'd worked at Blackburn for 25 years, and he asked the question, how many times have Blackburn won the FA Youth Cup? And the FA Youth Cup is the biggest under 18. It's kind of the biggest academy competition. The big clubs are desperate to win it. But he asked that question and opened to the floor. You probably had 25 people in there, all ex-professionals, and it was like throwing answers at 1, 2, 3, 0, whatever. And we went, he ended up saying zero. Now he said, how many players have Blackburn brought through their academy to the first team? And even if I asked you that question, JD, you could probably list off players.
I could do like, a few Irish lads like Damien Duff or Keith Tracy kind of in the past off the top of my head.
So already straight away, but if I had asked you the initial question, he said that's the goal of the academy, is to get players to the first team. It's not about, ultimately nobody cares, and this might hurt some egos of coaches, but nobody cares if you win the under 13, 15, 17 league. If you're getting players to the first team, that's the end goal. That's the most, it's developing players both on and off the pitch, making them better players, but better people. And then when you give them those experiences that when they get to first team, they're prepared. Obviously I watched the 21s last night, like Mason Melia, the exposure he's had at 17, I think he started at 15, didn't he? He made his debut at 15. But the exposure he's had at 16, 17 and 18 to a first team changing room where Pats expect to win. And it's you look at Michael Noonan is another great example. Like you've got to be careful where, I think it was Stephen Bradley said it not so long ago about like parents are desperate for their kids to go to England. Like we have got a good league, and it can be a great development for, you know, a player of those ages. Like you look at Mason, Mason will now go to Tottenham in January with, I don't know off the top of my head, maybe 50, 60 games for Pats under his belt, where he's coming in ready to go. Another example I'll give you is Cathal McCarthy, who signed for Hull. He agreed to sign in January. He stayed to do his leaving cert. He stayed playing with UCD. When he came over, he won all of the pre-season testing. This is what I've been told now. He won all the pre-season of testing, really impressed the manager. He's made his debut, I think it was the third or fourth game into the season. Whereas people are so desperate to go, you know, 16, 17, 18 to different clubs that like our league can develop players. And that's where it kind of all has a massive knock-on effect that if the work is done at the younger ages, that when they progress higher, that they're more prepared for these experiences and they're more ready to go and step into, you know, into the first team and go and play.
If you want to hear that conversation back or any of our football coverage, you can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Last night, Scotland guaranteed a playoff at the very least with a 2-1 win over Belarus at Hampden Park. Steve Clark's side are unbeaten in Group C in their bid to reach a World Cup for the first time since 1998. Che Adams got the first goal, but admits it was an unconvincing display.
It was a difficult game. We got the 3 points in the end, but every one of us knows it was a poor performance and we need to do better next time.
Clark added it wasn't the performance he was hoping for.
Possibly as disappointed as I've been over the whole 72 games. We just didn't turn up.
Denmark beat third place Greece 3-1 to stay ahead of Scotland on goal difference. Rasmus Højlund, Joachim Andersen and Mikael Damsgaard scored for the Danes in Copenhagen. Scotland will finish the campaign next month with a trip to Greece and then a home game against Denmark. Elsewhere, Memphis Depay extended his record-breaking scoring streak for the Netherlands, who won 4-0 at home to Finland. Danielle Malin, Virgil van Dijk and Cody Gakpo got the other goals for the Dutch, who were top of Group G with 16 points, with 3 ahead of Poland. One of the stories of this international window is the Faroe Islands. The team ranked 136th in the world, beat Czech Republic 2-1 just a few days after they had hammered Montenegro 4-0. The Faroes, with a population of just over 50,000, are now third in Group L, 1 point below the second place Czechs at one match to go. The only problem for the Faroes is their final game is away to group leaders Croatia, who have a 3 point lead at the top and a game in hand after their 3-0 win over Gibraltar. The Czechs have a home game against Gibraltar to finish. Cyprus beat San Marino 4-0 away, but neither side is in contention to finish in the top two in Group H. Austria remain top of that group despite their 1-0 loss away to Romania. Ralf Rangnick's side are 2 points ahead of Bosnia-Herzegovina. In Africa, Ghana became the 21st team to qualify for next year's World Cup. Tottenham's Mohamed Kudus scored the only goal of the game to give them a 1-0 win over the Comoros. St. Pat's goalkeeper Joe Anang was on the bench for Ghana. The Black Stars are the fifth African nation to qualify for the finals in Canada, Mexico and the US after Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt and Algeria. They've played at 4 World Cups before. Their best performance was in 2010. They reached the quarterfinals in that famous game against Uruguay when Luis Suarez handled the ball on the line to deny a goal. Asamoah Gyan missed the resulting penalty and Uruguay went on to win in a penalty shootout. Football and Off the Ball is brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Tonight, Northern Ireland play Germany at Windsor Park, fresh from a 2-0 win at home to Slovakia on Friday night. Liverpool defender Conor Bradley will miss the game due to suspension. Michael O'Neill takes charge of his 100th game as manager of Northern Ireland, and he says his side will have to play without fear.
We have to go without fear, but obviously we respect the level of the team that we have to play as well. But we couldn't go in a better shape, obviously, than we are. We've not picked up any injuries, unfortunately. Conor with the suspension is a blow, which was a rather soft yellow card, I thought, unnecessary from the referee. And the big thing is, can we turn the team around physically and be able to play with the same level of intensity? And that's the challenge that we have to ourselves, really.
Germany boss Julian Nagelsmann says he didn't mean any offence with his long ball comments after they beat Northern Ireland last month.
It may not be beautiful to watch when you only see long balls, but it was not disrespectful, because the key topic I mentioned is that it's really, really tough to defend it, and they beat a lot of teams by doing this. And I would say how the opponents have to play, or I would like them to play. They have to play the way they believe they can win games, and they'll win a lot of games, especially here. So the key topic I mentioned, they do it good. They have a clear plan by playing these long balls. They have a clear plan for attacking these second, third and fourth balls in the game. And all the opponents have to be clever and smart to defend it. So it was kind of a compliment and a positive thing I mentioned. And I did not mean it disrespectful.
Slovakia take on Luxembourg in the other game in that group tonight. Wales also have a massive home game against Belgium. The hosts are third in Group J, a point behind Belgium and 2 points behind leaders North Macedonia. Wales know they've an opportunity to qualify automatically, but manager Craig Bellamy is refusing to look that far ahead.
Even just my experience of football, and also my experience of coaching, like short term in international football, expect the unexpected, because anything can happen. And now, the nice part of this group now, like, we have 3 games left. If we win all 3, we claim top spot.
Elsewhere tonight, Iceland take on France in Reykjavik without Kylian Mbappe. Ukraine play Azerbaijan in the other game in that group. In Group B, Slovenia take on Switzerland and Sweden host Kosovo. Those games all kick off at 7:45. Cape Verde can book their place at the World Cup today if they better Cameroon's result. Shamrock Rovers defender Pico Lopez is expected to play in that match against Eswatini, despite his partner expecting a baby any day soon. Cameroon host Angola, but once Cape Verde win, then they'll be at the World Cup. Kickoff in those games is 5:00. Tonight in the League of Ireland, Shelburne continue their push for a European place. Last season's champions, who spoiled Shamrock Rovers' title party in our commentary game at Tallaght Stadium on Friday night, can go third in the SSE or Tricity Premier Division if they win away to bottom side Cork City. The top 3 will qualify for Europe. It could be 4 clubs if Rovers beat Cork in next month's FAI Cup final. In the First Division tonight, Finn Harps are at home to Kerry. Those games both start at 7:45. And former Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere is the new manager of Luton Town. The 33-year-old takes over with the club 11th in League One, just 2 seasons after they played in the Premier League. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Football Daily on Off the Ball, brought to you by the Big Brother Big Sister programme, proudly supported by Toyota.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.